Don't worry, let's take a step back and think about Avogadro's law together. It's a fundamental concept in chemistry that describes the relationship between the volume of a gas and the number of molecules it contains. Recall that we previously discussed how Avogadro related the volumes of gases to the number of molecules, and we touched on using variables like V and N to express this relationship. Can you think about how the formula might involve these variables to represent the concept that equal volumes of gases, at the same temperature and pressure, contain an equal number of molecules?